Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have somewhere you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm excited. I've got a great program lined up for you today, and very excited to bring you at the bottom of hour number two. We're going to get into talking about the Arizona audit that has been going on, and Randy Polin will be with us. Randy has been the liaison between the Senate and getting information out, so we'll get an update from him on what is expected out of the release of the information that's coming up on Friday. Tomorrow they'll be releasing that information. We'll get that for you. Let's see. Also coming up at the top of the next hour, Dr. Tom Barrett will be with us. We'll talk about finances. We'll talk about what to do to protect your assets. We'll also get into the IRS. There's new concerns about the IRS and about the Treasury Department and banks having to report on accounts over $600. Real story. IRS to monitor transactions of all accounts over $600. September 15th story on OAN, One American News Network. So we'll talk to Tom about that. And also, what does the Afghanistan situation have to do potentially with the American dollar and our economy? So we'll get into those things with Tom top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, James Herson is with us, and we'll talk to him about things happening out in California. Gavin Newsom immediately upon being saved from the recall, and I really have to wonder how legitimate all of that election process was. But nonetheless, his first act was to kill innocent babies. Let's make it easier to kill innocent babies. That's a great way for somebody like Gavin Newsom to celebrate a victory. And I'm just saying to all my California listeners, come on, guys. I think you can do better than that. All right. Want to welcome my next guest to the program. Very excited to have her, and I'm really looking forward to October 1st or October 2nd and 3rd, and that's going to be the Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Tinley Park, Illinois, and it is definitely not too late for you to get signed up and to attend that. If you want to understand healthcare freedom, if you want to understand your own health freedom and how you can mitigate this COVID issue and take back rights to your body. It is your body, and it belongs to you. And my next guest and her organization are fighting for that. The National Health Freedom Coalition, working for health rights in America. And I want to welcome to the program Diane Miller. Diane, welcome. Good to have you.
It's great to be here. Pastor Greg, and I'm just delighted.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm very delighted to have you and look forward to meeting you at the conference here in just, about a week and a half, I guess, now from today. Talk to me about, you have been in this fight for healthcare freedom and for health freedom to give people the right to choose. And I have been a proponent of natural health for a very long time. Natural health practitioners helped to save my life back in 2004. And again, from the accident I was in 2017. So I am a living, walking, breathing, talking example of natural health and the benefits of that. But talk to me about what you've seen relative to, from say 20 years ago to today, the growing assault on health freedom.
Well, I think that the awareness of the assault on health freedom is growing. That's the biggest change, because it has been historically very present. I guess I came into this 30 years ago when I was representing a farmer who was put in jail for practice of medicine without a license for giving people the colostrum from his cows. And I went, how could they go after a farmer for practicing medicine? What law would that be? And then I got more involved in the laws. And at that time, they were shutting all of the holistic medical doctors down for doing holistic medicine, saying it was outside of their standard of care. So I was very involved in cases where dentists were getting shut down for saying mercury was toxic, and doctors were getting shut down for doing chelation. And so the awareness of it, I was very upset that the awareness of it wasn't large. And so that's when I jumped in to say, no, we have to put a bigger voice on the health freedom. And then in 94, they passed the Dietary Supplement Act, and that put a very large voice on health freedom as well, 1984. So the dietary supplements would not be shut down as drugs, and they were now, being regulated as foods. So there's been this battle in our country, the dominant medical community trying to take over the holistic practitioners. It's a long-term turf war. So the biggest change is getting people to know about it. And this COVID narrative has unleashed, regular citizens going, what's going on? And so it has increased the awareness, and I encourage Americans to know about health freedom, know what their rights are, know how the suppression has been happening, and stand up for what they need to be well and to be free to make choices.
And relative to that, the education of the public and them becoming more aware of what's out there that they can take, in let's say, as opposed to this, this jab, this injection, this mRNA injection that was rushed through and that we know was not approved by the FDA, by the way, folks. That was a sleight of hand. But in speaking to that, do you think that because the profile of natural health has been elevated, that has created also some of the backlash that we're seeing, because now these entities that previously felt like they could just kind of brush it off and perhaps mislabel it or call it quack medicine or whatever they, the things they used to say. But now, because of the fact that it's proving out to be what you and I know that it's been all along, which is a tremendous benefit and a huge health benefit that could benefit our entire country and the world. But now it becomes a threat to this status quo, if you will. Am I making sense?
Yes, yes. You know, I always go back to the root cause of this whole battle, and it's really control of people, whether it's because of health issues or of resources or 5G or whatever it is, technology evolving, that the people that want to have control, excuse me, and have outcomes that will give them perpetual markets are creating narratives. And so this particular, you know, having people start getting holistic and knowing what their rights are, they had to create some kind of backlash to get people back in line again. And contagious diseases, like the concept of contagion is a very big fear. So if they could create enough fear, they could get people back in line again. And I think that is why this narrative of contagion, like you're going to die if you get this, and everybody's going to get it from you, and all the vectors and all the variants and all of the narrative that is being talked about, is the way that they can get people back in line to do what they want and create their perpetual markets for their products. And I just think it's bigger than just the health arena. It's the agricultural arena. It's nationalism. It's how do you dominate a population to have it do what you want it to do. I think Jonathan Emore talks about that a lot in his book, The Tyranny, because this deeper rooted battle is more about control of people and their minds and their hearts. And we've had to really work to be conscious, to be loving, to be trusting, to seek out people that we trust, companies that we trust, to see what's really going on. And that's been true for the last whatever 100 years, but right now people are terrified. That's because they're believing this narrative, and the control issues are, I agree with you. It's totally a backlash because people were waking up. The internet's helping people wake up and have all kinds of other avenues of information. And so as we evolved waking up, communicating with each other, I think there was definitely a need for a backlash. And the contagion myth is real. I mean, Dr. Cohen talks about it in his book, Contagion Myth, and that's a narrative, and people are afraid. And now they can really look at holistic health as being their best friend, because natural immunity is what really keeps people healthy.
Well, you know, I believe that God created an amazing body and gave us, you know, amazing just an amazing system that is able to process these things, to be able to, you know, manage them. But of course, we have to do our part in helping with the health of that system. And holistic medicine is the natural means of using the things that God has given us in our environment to be able to make us and keep us healthy. I mean, it seems to make sense to me, but you know, I'm just a pastor living in a real small town. I don't know.
Over the decades of the human race, there's many ways to be healed. There's many ways to arrive at health, to arrive at vitality across all cultures. And the narrative that's being imposed on people is that there's only one way, and it's our way, and it costs money.
Yeah. So, well, and something else that I think is important also to address, and I had mentioned to you that I was with Jonathan Emore earlier this week, night before last, at the CRT event. And the crossover between that CRT event and what we're talking about here, I think, is that one of the very first efforts of a communist takeover is to take over healthcare. Back right after.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Diane Miller. And we're talking about health freedom. And I mentioned, Diane, as we were getting ready to go into the break, you know, one of the first things that is recommended, whether it's the Saul Alinsky method or the Marxist method, is to take over healthcare. Because if you can take over healthcare, then you control, literally, you control people's ability to access that. Holistic medicine, natural medicine, destroys that narrative, because it truly gives a person who's in a situation where, you know, they did the HMOs starting in the 1980s. I mean, they've been going after controlling how and when you're able to get health care for a long time. I think this whole CCP virus is a culmination of that, and they're really putting the pedal to the metal. But they have truly attacked holistic medicine and natural means to combat this, because it gives you the freedom to say no to their agenda. Does that make sense?
Right. I mean, that's what they're attempting to do, is to be in control of whether you survive or not. I know that people usually don't use the word survival when they're talking about health freedom, but it is about survival. It's about who gets to live, who gets to die, what are the mechanisms for how you do your life. So they can control agriculture by bringing in products that are not good for your health, so that you are chronically ill. They can try and quash the organic food movement, the sustainability movement, so that you can't get the foods that will keep you well. They can perpetuate chronic illness, and then they can bring drugs in. So the whole system of health freedom has to do with control of what people do. I mean, what they eat, how they sleep, how they work, what they have access to for natural products that are healthy, what the waves are that they're in. Are they in microwave radiation from 5G towers in their neighborhood? So all of these elements of health have to do with like control vectors of human behavior. So if you're a human that is succumbing to all of the technology advancements, that may weaken you in your health and whether you survive or not. I mean, there's even, you know, the data on lower fertility rates and things like that in our population.
Well,
so the evolution of technology and all that is being managed by large entities.
Oh, the STD issues as well. You could throw those in there, because I think it starts with a C, Kamida or something. I can't remember the name right now. I apologize. But it's basically young women are finding out, who were sexually active in their teens, when they get into their mid-20s and they get married and now they are wanting to start a family, they're finding out that they're sterile because of an STD that they contracted when they were a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, a much bigger issue than a lot of people realize. It's not something that's going to be, you know, broadcast in the news, because you've got organizations that are trying to sexualize our children starting at 5 years of age, for goodness sake. It's
right.
You know,
and the evolution of technology is really impacting all of these areas.
Mm.
And like the concept of teaching kids how to be addicted to their phones, then they get all this narrative on their phones. So
right.
Getting back to our own bodies, our own choices, and our own health issues is what the Trinity Expo will be about. It's really a great expo.
And folks, you get signed up. If you can get there, you really need to. Trinity Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd in Tinley Park, Illinois. Back with more.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.